Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Pastor Sheila Hameen show on this afternoon, and we are going to prepare for a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord, and let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We humble our hearts, O God. We ask for mercy and for grace. Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts while we're on this broadcast during this prayer, that you will touch, Lord God, and anything in our hearts that's not right, forgive us, O God, and remove it from us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will cover us under your blood, that you will wash us on the inside and on the outside. Lord, clean us up and make us vessels that are pleasing before you, vessels of honor in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come before you right now. We ask that you will bless us during this broadcast, Lord. Send your anointing, oh, God. Speak to our hearts, Lord, and minister unto our souls in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list asking you to look on them right now. Touch, Lord Jesus. Heal, my God. Encourage, oh God, and lift heavy burdens. Save, Lord Jesus. Whatever the need is, oh God, we ask that you will take care of it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, please remember the bereaved families tonight that you asking you to touch them, oh God, and give them comfort. Give them consolation, Lord Jesus. Be close to them in this very difficult time for them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, wrap your holy arms around them and uphold them, Lord. We know you're able, my God. Bless those families tonight. Move in a mighty way, oh God, and let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask that you'll remember the backslider, that you will touch the backslider's heart. If there's any that's listening to this broadcast right now, oh my God, I pray that you will visit them, that you will lay your hand upon them, and that you will reclaim their soul. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, Lord. Have mercy, oh God, and move in miraculous ways. Oh, Lord God, have your way. Let your holy will be done. We pray, Lord, that you will remember the bereaved Call Breath family this afternoon, Lord. Look on them right now, God. Look on Evangelist Martha. Lord, be with her through this difficult time, oh God. Encourage her heart and give her comfort and consolation. And also remember the family tonight, Lord. Bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus and all the bereaved families, Lord. We ask, God, that you will be with us and that your will be done. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. Oh God, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We praise you, oh God, for you are worthy of all the praises. Oh God, you are worthy of all the glory and honor. It belongs to you, Lord, and we lift you up, my God. We magnify your holy name, and we thank you for this prayer. Oh Lord, we ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for his touch. Just thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy toward us, allowing us to come back together one more time. And for the benefit of those who are listening for the first time, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we thank you for tuning in on this afternoon. I'm the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. So right now, I would just like to take this time to offer an invitation to anyone who's listening who would like to call in and share your testimony. Or if you have a song on your heart and you just want to share it, I invite you to call in and be live on the broadcast with us right now. Anybody who may have some encouraging words, or if you have a prayer request that you would like to make for us to pray on your behalf, we invite you to call in with your prayer request. And you can reach us on our guest line at 978-990-5270. Access code is 7946-408-pound. And just to get a few announcements out of the way, we are airing each Friday night at 7 p.m. and on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to listen by just calling in, just to listen, you can dial 319-527-6010. 6763, or you can listen online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service Title I School. And also, just want to make mention that you can correspond with us by writing us, emailing us. The email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. If you have a prayer request that you would like to text or call and leave a voicemail message, you can do so by dialing 419-209-7503. You can also text a prayer request if you so desire. And added to our prayer list is Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the Colbreth family. Let us pray earnestly for them. Let us continue also in prayer for the bereaved Paldo, Thompson, Edmund, Jackson family, or Mother Barbara Austin, and the family, the bereaved family, Missionary Desi Johnson, and the bereaved Desi, and the bereaved Johnson family, And let us continue in prayer for all of those who are on our prayer list. I won't call all their names at this time, but the names are continual. They remain on the prayer list always. And let us continue to lift them up in prayer, because prayer is truly needed. Let's pray earnestly for them. And that concludes our announcements on this afternoon. As we've mentioned a few times during the broadcast for this year, we are working on a goal to read the Bible in 1 year. And this afternoon, we're going to have scripture reading. So get your Bibles, get ready to hear the reading of the Word of God. And that will be done by our own evangelist, Dr. Khadija Hameen. She will be reading on this afternoon. And also, I just wanted to take this time and say that the Lord is truly blessing us, and I thank him for his great blessings. He has given us almost 3 years on this broadcast, and I thank him for this great ministry. I do want to add to the announcements that Evangelist Martha Colbreth lost her mother, and the service is scheduled to be held at our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. So that service is to be held on Thursday, June 22nd. Leave the viewing is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with the service beginning at 11 a.m. So let us show our love and support for our dear evangelist Martha Colbreth and the Colbreth family. And that concludes our announcements for this afternoon. So let's get ready now to hear the reading of the Word of God. And that'll be, again, evangelist Khadija will be reading Word of God, and we also thank God for Evangelist May, who's not on the broadcast this afternoon, but we thank God for her. And at this time, without further ado, let's get ready to hear the Word of God. Now we will turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameed. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the announcements and for the opening prayer, and we are in Job. We are moving right along. You've been following along during the broadcast in the beginning of the year, we started reading the Bible, and I in my Bible, and you can do this with your Bible as well, find out how many pages are in your Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you divide that by 365, and whatever number you come up with, that's how many pages you should read each day to get to the end by the end of the year. So mine gave me 2 pages to read each day. So I'm in Job, and I'm going to start with Job, the 29th chapter, in the first verse, and see where it takes us. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter and the rock poured me out of rivers of oil, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my feet in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained talking and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not I searched out. And I break the jaws of the wicked, and pluck the spoil out of his teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. Unto me men gave ear and waited and kept silence at my counsel. After my words they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. If I laughed on them, they believed it not. In the light of my countenance they cast not down. I chose out their way and sat chief and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforteth the mourners. The 30th verse, but now they that are younger than I have me in derision, whose fathers I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me? In whom old age was perished. For want and famine they were solitary, fleeing into the wilderness in former time, desolate and waste. Who cut up mallows by the bushes and juniper roots for their meat. They were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as after a thief, to dwell in the cliffs of the valley and caves of the earth and in the rocks. Among the bushes they brayed, under the nettles they were gathered together. They were children of fools, yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth. And now am I their song, yea, I am their byword. They abhor me. They flee far from me and spare not to spit in my face. Because he hath loosed my cord and afflicted me, they have also let loose the bridle before me. Upon my right hand rise the youth. They push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. They mar my path. They set forward my calamity. They have no helper. They came upon me as a wide breaking of waters. In the desolation, they rolled themselves upon me. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passeth away as a cloud. And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of my affliction have taken hold upon me. My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my sinews take no rest. By the great force of my disease is my garment changed. It bindeth me about as the collar of my coat. He hath cast me into the mire, and I am become like dust and ashes. I cry unto thee, and thou dost not hear me. I stand up, and thou regardest me not. Thou art become cruel to me. With thy strong hand thou opposest thyself against me. Thou liftest me up to the wind. Thou causest me to ride upon it, and dissolvest my substance. For I know that thou wilt bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living. Howbeit he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? When I looked for good, then evil came unto me, and when I waited for light, there came darkness. My bowels boiled and rested not. The days of affliction prevented me. I went mourning without the sun. I stood up and I cried in the congregation. I am a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burnt with heat. My harp also is turned to mourning, and my organ into the voice of them that weep. Job 31. I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance that God may know mine integrity. If my step hath turned out of the way, and mine heart walked after mine eyes, and if any blot hath cleaved to my hands, then let me sow and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. If mine heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let others bow down upon her. For this is a heinous crime. Yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumeth to destruction and would root out all mine increase. If I did despise the call of my manservant or of my maidservant when they contended with me, what then shall I do when God riseth up and when he visiteth? What shall I answer him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel myself alone, and fatherless hath not eaten thereof, for from my youth he was brought up with me for from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, if his loins have not blessed me, and if he were not warm with the fleece of my sheep, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless when I saw my help in the gate, then let mine arm fall from my shoulder blade, and mine arm be broken from the bone. For destruction from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness I could not endure. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence, if I rejoiced because my wealth was great and because mine hand had gotten much, if I beheld the sun when it shined or the moon walking in brightness, and my heart hath been secretly enticed or my mouth hath kissed my hand, this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge. For I should have denied the God that is above. If I have rejoiced at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. If the men of my tabernacle said not, oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my door to the traveler. If I covered my transgressions as Adam by hiding mine iniquity in my bosom, did I fear a great multitude? Or did the contempt of families terrify me that I kept silence or went not out of the door? Oh, that one would hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that mine adversary had written a book. Surely I would take it upon my shoulder and bind it as a crown to me. I would declare unto him the number of my steps. As a prince would I go near unto him. If my land cry against me, or that the furrows likewise thereof complain, if I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners thereof to lose their life, let thistles grow instead of wheat, and cockle instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken, because they were elder than he. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. And Elihu, the son of Barachel of the Buzite, answered and said, I am young, and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid and durst not shew you mine opinion. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Therefore I said, hearken to me, I will also shew mine opinion. Behold, I waited for your words. I gave ear to your reasons, whilst ye searched out what to say. Yea, I contended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Jobur that answered his words, lest ye should say, we have found out wisdom. God thrusteth him down, not man. Now he hath directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. Now he hath not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They were amazed. They answered no more. They left off speaking. When I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more, I said, I will answer also my part. I also will shew my opinion, for I am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine, which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattering titles unto man, for I know not to give flattering titles. In so doing, my maker would soon take me away. Job 33. Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue hath spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me. Stand up. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in mine hearing, and I have heard the words, I have heard the voice of thy words, saying, I am clean without transgression, I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he findeth occasions against me, he contendeth me for his enemy. He putteth my feet in the stocks, he marketh all my paths. Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee, that God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men and slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw men from his purpose and high pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed and multitude, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen, stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to shew unto man, his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon man, and if he say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I will speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee wisdom. Job 34, furthermore, Elihu answered and said, hear my words, O ye wise men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge, for the ear trieth words as the mouth tasteth meat. Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, I am righteous, and God has taken away my judgment. Should I lie against my right? My wound is incurable without transgression. What man is like Job, who drinketh up scorning like water, which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity and walketh with wicked men? For he hath said, it profiteth a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Therefore hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Who hath given him a charge over the earth, or who hath disposed the whole world? If he set his heart upon man, if he gather unto himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. If now thou hast understanding, hear this, hearken to the voice of my words. Shall even he that hateth right govern, and wilt thou condemn him that is most just? Is it fit to say to a king, thou art wicked, and to princes, ye are ungodly? How much less to him that accepteth not the person of princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor? For they all are the work of his hands. In a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight, and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he will not lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their stead. Therefore he knoweth their works, and he overturneth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned back from him and would not consider any of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation or against a man only, that the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be ensnared. Surely it is meet to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement. I will not offend any more. That which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should it be according to thy mind, he will recompense it, whether thou refuse or whether thou choose, and not I. Therefore, speak what thou knowest. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man hearken unto me. Job has spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because of his answers for wicked men. For he addeth rebellion unto his sin. He clappeth his hands among us and multiplieth his words against God. Job 35. Elihu spake moreover and said, thinkest thou this to be right, that God saith my righteousness is more than God, that thou sayest my righteousness is more than God's? For thou sayest, what advantage will it be unto thee, and what profit shall I have if I be cleansed from my sin? I will answer thee and thy companions with thee. Look into the heavens and see, and behold the clouds which are higher than thou. If thou sinnest, what dost thou against him? Or if thy transgressions be multiplied, what dost thou unto him? If thou be righteous, what givest thou him, or what receiveth he of thine hand? Thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the son of man. By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. But none saith, where is God my maker, who giveth songs in the night, who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven? There they cry, but none giveth answer because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it, although thou sayest thou shalt not see him. Yet judgment is before him, therefore trust thou in him. But now, because it is not so, he has visited in his anger, yet he knoweth it not in great extremity. Therefore does Job open Therefore, thus Job opened his mouth in vain. He multiplieth words without wisdom. Job 36. Elihu also proceeded and said, Elihu also proceeded and said, suffer me a little, and I will shew thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar and will ascribe righteousness to my maker. For truly my word shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee. Behold, God is mighty and despises not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserveth not the life of the wicked, but giveth right to the poor. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. And if they be found in fetters, and be holden in cords of affliction, then he sheweth them their work and their transgressions, that they have exceeded. He openeth also their ear to discipline, and commandeth that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when he bindeth them. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. He delivereth the poor in his affliction, and openeth their ears in oppression. Even so would he have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place, where there is no straitness, and that which should be set on thy table should be full of fatness. But thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked, judgment and justice take hold on thee. Because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Will he esteem thy riches? No, not gold, nor all the forces of strength. Desire not the night, when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, regard not iniquity, for this hast thou chosen rather than affliction. Behold, God exalteth by his power, who teacheth like him. Who can enjoin him his way? Or who can say, thou hast wrought iniquity? Remember that thou magnify his work, which men behold. Every man may see it, man may behold it afar off. Behold, God is great, and we know him not, neither can the number of his years be searched out. For he maketh small the drops of water, they pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. Also, can any understand the spreadings of the clouds, or the noise of his tabernacle? Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it, and covereth the bottom of the sea. For by them judgeth he the people, he giveth meat in abundance. With clouds he covereth the light, and commandeth it not to shine by the cloud that cometh betwixt. The noise thereof sheweth concerning it, the cattle also concerning the vapor. Job 37. At this also my heart trembleth, and is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it under the whole heaven, and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roareth. He thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doth he, which we cannot comprehend. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. Likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straitened. Also by watering he wearieth the thick cloud. He scattereth his bright cloud, and it is turned round about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world and the earth. He causeth it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How thy garments are warm when he quieteth the earth by the south wind, Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong and as a molten looking glass? Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. Fair weather cometh out of the north, with God as terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. And this will be our last chapter, chapter 38, Job 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations more fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it brake forth, as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and the thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days? And caused the dayspring to know his place, that it might take hold on the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? Is it turned as clay to the seal, and they stand, it is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depths? Have the gates of death been open unto thee? Or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breath of the earth? Declare it, if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof, that thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the path to the house thereof? Knowest thou it because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and more? By what way is the light parted which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Who hath divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, or in the wilderness wherein there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Has the rain a father? Or who hath begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven? Who hath gendered it? The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Nazaroth in his season, or canst thou guide Arcticus with his sons? Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of water may cover thee? Canst thou send lightnings, that they may go and say unto thee, here we are? Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who hath given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom? Or who can stay the bottles of heaven? When the dust groweth into hardness, and the clods cleave fast together, wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion, or fill the appetite of the young lions? When they couch in their dens and abide in the covert to lie in wait, who provideth for the raven his food? When his young ones cry unto God, they wonder for lack of meat. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we've read Job, the 29th chapter, all the way to the 38th chapter. So that would actually put us a few ahead, but that's all right. Nothing wrong with being ahead. So continue to read the Word of God and be very much encouraged. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And you could just feel the power of the Word of God and the things that were going on when Job going through his trials and tribulations, all these troubles, he began to speak without knowledge and without wisdom and without even understanding what he was saying and waiting on God to answer. And he had friends who were around him accusing him of doing something wrong, but he hadn't done anything wrong. However, you know, they did not understand the affliction or the trouble that Job was dealing with. And, of course, Job didn't fully understand some things about God. However, God did answer Job, and he answered in a way that only Job could just hear these questions that God was asking him. He prepared him, in other words, you know, gird up your loins like a man and answer me, okay? Because I'm going to demand some answers from you. But he couldn't answer. He could not answer any of the questions that God put forth to him. And I believe further on, as we read, come to understand that Job had this knowledge of God, but his knowledge was increased after he endured all the tests, the trials, the tribulations, the disease in his body. All the things that Job dealt with taught him something about God that he didn't know. You know, and sometimes God, he will let us go through certain things so that we can learn how to trust him with our whole heart, so that we can learn that there's no one else, including ourselves, that we could turn to when we need an answer, when we need a breakthrough, or when we need him to move for us. He's the only one who can work it out, who can fix us. Hallelujah. So God, for just allowing us this experience and giving us grace to carry us through our temptations, our tests, our trials, sicknesses, troubles, whatever we may be going through. But we should learn not to speak things we don't understand. Don't complain. Don't mumble. Don't grumble. Don't be discouraged. But just trust the Lord and wait on him. It's important that we wait on God. Hallelujah. And just consider his wondrous works. And I tell you, this scripture is very deep. And a lot of it you may not fully understand, but one thing is clear. We really can't search God out. We don't really know God well enough to develop our own opinion about what we're going through. Hallelujah. So we might as well just turn it over to the Lord and let him take care of everything. Amen. I truly enjoy hearing the Word of God and scriptures being read. And at this time, we're going to go to God in prayer, and we are going to open up this opportunity for anyone. If you are on, you can just come on over on the broadcast and make your prayer request known. Or if you're just listening online or on the dial-in number, If you have any kind of request or prayer petition, you can make your petition known, but sometimes you might want to make it known on the air so others can hear it and also pray for you. So if you want to call in right now, we're giving you this opportunity to call in and make your prayer request. You can call our guest line by dialing 978-990-5270. 978-990-5270. Access code 794-6408. And I know sometimes we need someone to intercede on our behalf because we might be praying about something. And when somebody else join in and touch and agree with you, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is present. God is there where two or three are gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing on the same thing. So we can go to the Lord in prayer, and we can agree in prayer and believe God together. Hallelujah. And with that prayer going up before God and our faith reaching out to the Lord, I believe God will hear and he will answer right away. Glory to God. Or whenever he has set aside a time to answer, God will answer. And as Job was waiting on God to answer, he hadn't heard from God, but God had a time set aside that he was going to answer Job. And when he answered Job, it may not have come the way Job expected it, but it was a blessing to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we can expect God to answer, but whatever he answers, let us embrace it and accept what the Lord has said. Amen. If you're sick in your body and you desire to be healed, we're going to God in prayer. We'll be praying with you and for you. Believe in God for your healing. Anything that you need from God, he has it and he's waiting to give it to you. So at this time, if you desire to be saved, you can just repent this moment. Be godly sorry for all the sins you've committed against God. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins and to take your sins away and to save your soul. Hallelujah. Make up your mind that today is the day that you have decided to follow Jesus. You have decided to serve the Lord for the rest of your life. Give up your ways. Give up the world, anything that God's not pleased with. Give it up and believe God for the saving of your soul. Hallelujah. We're going to go to God right now and to the throne of grace. Let us humble our hearts and let us believe God together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. Oh, my Lord, my precious Savior, look down on us with compassion. Have mercy on our souls, oh God, and forgive our shortcomings and our sins, Lord. Blot them out right now as we come to you in prayer. Oh, my Lord, we touch and we agree in prayer today for healing of the sick. Oh, Lord God, for deliverance of the bound today, Lord God, for the reclaiming of the backslider, my Lord God, and for the saving of the lost soul, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord God.
We pray, God, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand and make yourself known, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, manifest yourself to someone right now as we pray this prayer. Open their eyes, oh God, to the truth in the name of Jesus. Take the blinders off, Lord, and bring them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Oh, glory to your name, Lord, and help us to trust you with all of our heart. Help us, Lord Jesus, to look to you and to depend on you, Lord. Help us, oh God, to believe as the scripture says. Oh, Lord, forgive our unbelief and help our unbelief. Lord, take away all doubt, Lord. Take it out by the root in the name of Jesus. Move right now, oh God, in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Go into the hospitals. Walk up and down the corridors, Lord, and go from room to room, Lord Jesus. Lay your hands on those who are sick and afflicted and raise them up, Lord Jesus. Make them whole, Lord God. And if they've committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven. Lord, make them whole right now in the name of Jesus. Anyone who's discouraged today, encourage their heart, Lord. Move in their behalf, oh God. Move the obstacles and the hindrances that are discouraging them, Lord. Whatever is in the way, oh my God, fix it right now, Jesus. Work it out, my God. We know you're able, and we're depending on you right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight on behalf of the bereaved families, oh God. Remember Evangelist Colbreth, oh God, and comfort her, Lord Jesus, and
comfort,
the
Lord.
Family, Lord. Please be with them. Be close to them, oh Lord Jesus. And also, God, remember all the bereaved families, Lord Jesus. Give comfort and consolation to all of those who have suffered a loss today. Oh, Lord God, have mercy, Lord, upon them while they're going through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God, and we take you at your word. We pray for our leaders, Lord, asking you to give them guidance, Lord. Give them direction. Even the leaders around the world, oh, my God, you are able. We know you're able to fix it. You're able to work it out, Lord. Have mercy and steer them in the paths of righteousness. Oh, Lord, put it in their hearts to do what is right. Rebuke the corruption, Lord God. Rebuke all evil and all darkness in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord Jesus.
Mercy.
Have mercy on the world today, for the world is in so much trouble. There's iniquity all around, my God. But preserve us, Lord Jesus, and save us from this untoward generation. In the name of Jesus, keep us covered under your blood and help us, Lord, to accept your word. Help us to take the word of God in and to apply it to our hearts every day. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this ministry. We thank you for this prayer, oh God. We thank you for your touch, my God. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord, and for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We believe
we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. We believe, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we praise your mighty name. We ask you, oh God, to accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God. for prayer. Thank God for his touch. Just thank God again for the word of God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank him because God, he is a merciful God. He's a mighty God.
Yes.
He's a young man. He began to plead with Job, telling him to hearken unto the Lord and to stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. So we just have to wait patiently on the Lord. Stand still. Stop busying about trying to do this, trying to do that. Just wait on God. Hallelujah. And just consider his wondrous work. Didn't he do all these things? Didn't he create us? Didn't he make us? Didn't the Lord wake us up this morning? Hallelujah. So let's trust in the Lord. Let's believe God and just take God at his word. Once again, we thank God for this broadcast. We thank God for all of you. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. If there's anyone listening who would like to have remarks, you can dial in right now to give remarks. And while you're dialing in, we're going to see if Dr. Khadijah would like to have some remarks. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the reading of his word and thinking on how Job, you know, we talk of how Job maintained his integrity. He knew he hadn't done anything wrong, but it just seemed like he was so focused on the fact that he knew he didn't do anything wrong, and how he fed the hungry, he clothed those who were naked, and it to him it was as if he were being punished for doing these things. And I think a lot of us don't think of the bigger picture, and this is what Job had considered, and that was for his perfection. Yeah, he was a perfect and an upright man. He eschewed evil. He feared God, but there was something he didn't realize at that time that he was able to declare at the end of his suffering. We didn't read it this time, but that he found out that God can do everything. Mm-hmm. And it was for the trying of his faith, for him to get closer to God, for him to really know God. He probably never heard God speak before until he went through this trial, this test. And a lot of us, we're just like, oh, this is, you know, every time I do good, something bad happens, and it's a trying. We don't realize that there's the bigger picture, that the thing that's happening, it's not about us. Sometimes it's about what God is trying to do in us, what God is trying to do for us. He's trying to bless us, trying to take us higher, but we want to stay where we are because it's comfortable. But it was comfortable for Job. He had riches and he had friends and people, and where he was fine. It was comfortable. But when God moved him out of his comfort zone and took him to a new place, he had more than what he had when he first started. But he hadn't gotten to that point yet. He had to go through everything he went through. And his friends didn't understand because I don't know what it is. Whatever we learned, well, we know when the wicked do wicked, you get punished. You get punished for doing bad things. And so I can understand how they are trying to figure out, well, what did I do? What did I do wrong, God? I'm saying that now because, you know, that's how I think. I think the same way, too. Things start happening. It's like, oh, Lord, I've sinned. What has happened? But sometimes it's not about that. It's God trying to bring us up higher, trying to get us closer to him. And he did speak to him. You know, Job, I would stand before God and make my complaint, and I would say this and I would say that. And God answered Job out of the whirlwind. What can you say after God answers anything out of a whirlwind? Where were we when he created the foundation of the world? We weren't even born. But I tell you, this is a great God. I really enjoyed reading this scripture and the Bible in general. Amen. And so I'm going to say to everyone, be encouraged. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and the beautiful points that were brought out by Dr. Khadijah. And I also thought about chapter 37, verse 5. God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. So we are incapable of comprehending the great things
right.
that God does.
Yes.
And Job, he came to realize that God can do everything. And those questions that God was asking Job about, you
uh-huh.
know, as far as the ocean, who stops the ocean from overflowing, from running over its banks, the rivers from, I mean, God is in control of all of that. He's
yes,
the
he
one
is.
Who commands the rain to come down. He makes the water. He can do everything. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord for the word of God. It really is inspirational and is also enlightening. It helps us to understand things that we normally would not. You know, if we're going through something and we read the word of God and we find out that Job went through all of that and then he found out who God really is. You know, so like was stated, God wants us to know him. And so sometimes when we start going through, we can't take what we're going through. How are we going to handle going to the next level? Praise the Lord. So it's all about God wanting to elevate us, God wanting to really reveal himself to us and so that we can really get to know him. Amen. So I'm thankful. I thank the Lord once again for this broadcast. Thank God for all of you and for your patience. And at this time, if we don't have anything else, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. And we invite you to tune in with us for our next broadcast on Friday night at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. So we ask for your continued prayers, and we thank you for your support. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.